All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as we are basically in mid-November, the races are intensifying for the conference championships because they will be the forefront to the college football playoff. But here are the key games for this Saturday. I'm going to start off with a few in the Atlantic Coast Conference. You have the 6-3 Pittsburgh Panthers traveling to take on the 6-3 Duke Blue Devils. And you have two teams that are looking to end two-game losing streaks and try to stay alive in the Coastal Division in the ACC. Now for Pitt and their head football coach, Pat Narduzzi, you look at running back Qadree Ollison and wide receiver Tyler Boyd. They have been impact players for this Pitt program all season long, and you can expect more of the same from them this Saturday if Pitt is going to go on the road and secure the road victory. Like I said, Duke, just like Pitt, is trying to not lose three games in a row, and I expect both of these teams to go out there and really fight, scrap, and claw for 60 football minutes. But I'm going to take Duke at home in this one by the score of 31 to 27. Now, another one in the ACC, you have the Miami Hurricanes traveling to Chapel Hill to take on the North Carolina Tar Heels. And for this Tar Heels football program under head coach Larry Fedora, they can smell their first trip to the ACC title game, which they would meet the Clemson Tigers if Miami is able to take care of their business coming down the stretch. But if North Carolina is able to take care of their business coming down the stretch. But Miami is not going to make it easy for the Tar Heels. And you look at quarterback Brad Kaya for the Canes. He's really playing solid this season. He is one of the few bright spots on this Hurricanes team this year. And if Miami is going to be able to go on the road and get the big victory over North Carolina, Kaya will have to have a big game. But you look at UNC and they have balance starting with quarterback Marquise Williams and running back Elijah Hood. And as the weeks go by, this North Carolina team gets more and more confidence. And remember, this team dropped 66 on Duke last week. I don't see the Tar Heels dropping 66 this week on the Hurricanes, but I'm still going to take North Carolina at home by the score of 38 to 24. Now, in the Southeastern Conference, the second-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide will travel to Starkville, Mississippi, where they will meet the 17th-ranked Mississippi State Bulldogs. Now, Bama comes into this game in first place in the SEC West, and they know if they win out, they will be Atlanta-bound for the SEC championship game next month. But they still have two daunting conference games. One of them comes here when they travel to meet the Bulldogs. Now you look at Alabama. They got the big victory on the road, at home, last week against LSU. And they really had their way with the Tigers in the second half. And you just have to wonder if that momentum is going to be able to carry over to this game for the Tide. Make no mistake about it, Alabama's going to get off of the team bus in Starkville, running the football with running back Derrick Henry. And this is a Bama defense that has gotten better as the season has gone along. They have 29 team sacks on the season, which means you can expect this front seven to try to dictate things on first and second downs in order to make Mississippi State quarterback Dak Prescott one-dimensional and keeping him in the pocket and trying to put some pressure and collapse that pocket and forcing him into making some mistakes. But Dak Prescott has been solid this season. He was a Heisman Trophy candidate last year, and he's having another good season for the Bulldogs down there in Starkville. He has 18 touchdown passes to one interception. And defensively, this Mississippi State team can bring it as they have 10 interceptions themselves. This is going to be a very tight contest for about 3.5 quarters. And I see the crowd really keeping the Bulldogs into this game. But Alabama will just have enough to squeak by Mississippi State in the end by the score of 30 to 24. Now, in the American Athletic Conference, you have the 21st-ranked Memphis Tigers traveling to take on the 24th-ranked Houston Cougars. Now, at first, it looked like we were going to see both teams coming into this game undefeated, but Memphis was dominated at home last week at the hands of the Navy midshipmen. At the same time, this game still has big-time implications in the Western Division of the AAC as the loser, especially if it's Memphis, can all but forget about winning the AAC this season. Now, when it starts with Memphis, it basically begins and ends with quarterback Paxton Lynch. As he goes, this Memphis Tigers team goes. But you look at Houston, and quarterback Greg Ward is a dual-threat guy, but he's really proving himself as more of a passer this year. And then on top of that, this Cougars running game with running back Kenneth Farrell can really get it going. Now, typically, when you think about Memphis and Houston, you think about offense. But Houston's defense this year has not been bad, led by linebacker Elandon Roberts, who has 99 tackles on the season. It's not just about him with his Cougars defense, as they have 28 team sacks along with 14 interceptions on the campaign. Thus, I'm going to take Houston at home to remain undefeated by the score of 41-27. And finally, in the Big 12, a game that is going to have huge ramifications as far as a college football playoff goes. You have the 12th-ranked Sooners of Oklahoma traveling to Waco to take on the 6th-ranked Baylor Bears. Now, Baylor comes into this game undefeated. They felt like they were slighted last year in the college football playoff, and they really haven't really improved that matter for themselves, because Baylor, once again, played a weak non-conference schedule. And now you look at a team, yes, they're undefeated, but all of the injuries that they are facing have come at the worst time for this team, as they are getting into the heart of their Big 12 conference schedule. One team that is not going to feel sorry for them is going to be Oklahoma and head football coach Bob Stoops. Now, you look at the Sooners offense, and they have tremendous balance with quarterback Baker Mayfield, running back Samaje Perine, and wide receiver Sterling Shepard. Defensively, Oklahoma has improved from last year, as they have 33 team sacks, and they are going to look to put a ton of pressure on Baylor freshman quarterback Jarrett Stidham. Now, like I said before, nobody's going to feel sorry for Baylor in the Big 12. Oklahoma, they are a different team after losing to Texas earlier this year, and they believe that they have a squad that can win the Big 12 and get to that college football playoff. Thus, I'm going to take Boomer Sooner on the road in this one by the score of 44-30. So, folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football, and I want to once again thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, as it will be all about the MLB hot stove. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.